At National Capital Bank, we're committed to providing personalized service, tailored solutions, and a sense of community. And with our proactive approach to security, you can trust that your money is in good hands. Visit nationalcapitalbank.bank to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeehaw.
Anyways, hey man.
What's up?
Have you ever heard of Loeb?
Is that what flat earthers call the globe? Globe? You mean the lobe?
Why? Because it's lower?
Because you take the G off it. There's no G forces on the flat earth.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Because everybody knows G's are round like a circle.
That's, yeah. Heck yeah, dude. That's right.
My earth doesn't have a little tail on it.
Ew, okay. Keep going. Let's hear what else you got to say. All right, so
Saturn's got the rings. Earth has this weird little tail. That's why they don't let you go to Antarctica.
This is terrible.
You'll see the Earth's tail.
All right. So all right. Loeb.
Loeb might also be called Loab.
Is that a band?
Honestly, maybe.
Sounds like it would be.
Could also be, I'm going to be honest, I don't know how to pronounce this. Loeb sounds right to me.
Okay. How's it spelled? L-O-A-B?
L-O-A-B, yeah. I've seen other people like pronounce it Loab, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
That feels wrong.
Yeah.
It's Loeb.
Okay.
So Loeb, let me tell you the history.
Sure.
In April.
When was Loeb born?
April 2022. she's young.
She's young. Okay.
I mean, young as a construct, but in reality, she's older. Loeb is, so here, there's a, let's start it from here. In April this year, there was a.
Last year.
Already, you're right. Oh, geez. In April last year, there was a Twitter user named Super Composite, who's like a musician and an artist from, I think, the UK. I think artist is a strong term for.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I would go as far to say conspiracy theory, but there are people who have hoo-ha ideas about this.
Okay.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I just think that if you're like, okay, so our main source is Super Composite. Now, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Is this an alien thing? Super Composite?
No, it's not an alien. I mean, it could be, but it's not.
Okay.
So he was using an AI text-to-image generator.
The reverse of... Okay, not the reverse. Text-to-image.
Yeah, so you type in something and it makes the image.
Yes.
He was using one of these, and he was trying to get it to make an image of Marlon Brando. You know who that is?
Yeah.
The
place for the dolphins.
What?
What? I don't know. I was trying to.
What is that? What do you?
I know who Marlon Brando is.
Do you though?
Yeah, I'm an art person.
Who is Marlon Brando?
He's an actor.
Yeah, you're right.
Famous for probably Streetcar Named Desire. But there's many, many other productions that he's part of.
He's a man dime actor. Great. From the past. You know, I'll show a picture of him for the people who are listening.
All right. You already know that it's not going to be a good picture.
Do you want to see a picture of a dead guy?
Sure.
He's not dead in this picture yet. Oh. I'm sure he's dead by now, though. I'm just assuming. I don't know. Is Marlon Brando still alive?
Was a handsome guy.
Yeah. He's a man dime.
What?
A man dime.
Okay.
A man dime from the past. An actor. Yeah. He died in 2004. Famous for a lot of things like the Superman movie in the 70s.
Yeah.
Streetcar Named Desire, you're right. Apocalypse Now.
I know,
The Godfather. The Godfather Part 2. Anyways, so this guy, he was like, I want this AI to make me a picture of Marlon Brando because he couldn't find him on Google. And so he was like, make me a picture of Marlon Brando. And it was doing it, whatever, right? And then he was like, well, I wonder what would happen. When you're using these AI image generators, you can do what's called like a negative prompt. And what
A negative prompt?
Yeah. So it's like, if you want Marlon, make Marlon Brando sad.
Show me poor Marlon Brando.
I want to see him, but make him sad. Yeah, no, it's so what a negative prompt is, a lot of people, and including Super Composite from his tweet about this, think that what a negative weighted.
This is like the same way as if you referred to me as Subway King, by the way. I hate the idea of referring to people as their usernames, including Super Composite, you know. And so, I mean, this is a very scientific, real topic we're talking about. And Super Composite is our main source. You know, Super Composite and Subway King got together along with Tiger Tech, and they...
Yeah, it's what we got for this story, okay? It's huge news. This has been in the Wall Street Journal. This has been in CNN.
Okay.
This has been on Twitter.
Okay. It's
all the biggest news sources, okay? But Super Composite, what most people think, including Super Composite.
Soup Comp,
is that a negative weighted prompt for AI will generate the opposite of whatever you're prompting. So if you negative weight a prompt with Marlon Brando, it's going to give you the opposite of Marlon Brando. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
That's what people think, but it's not true. What it'll find, basically the algorithm will take something that is, has opposites, too strong of a word, different attributes than that thing. So like if you had a blue sky and you negative weighted it, it's not going to give you a red sky. It's going to throw you just something that's not a blue sky. If that makes sense. So it could be a picture of a cat because it's not a blue sky.
Well, technically not blue. Okay.
Yeah. So it's something that it does not, but a lot of people think it's the opposite. And so he was trying to figure out what's the opposite of Marlon Brando? Normal things to just be curious about.
Sure. When you're 48 and you live in the middle of Indiana, you know, it's like, what else you guys do with your time? Let's figure out what the opposite of Marlon Brando is.
Yeah, exactly. And so
when you're, you know, late 20s and you live in Kansas City, what else you got to do with your time than make a podcast about a guy?
We're not in our mid 20s, man.
I said late 20s.
You said mid.
Oh, well, you're not in your mid 20s.
So he did this negative weight. He was like, give me the opposite of what he thought was the opposite of
Marlon
Brando.
You're not in your mid 20s because you've decided that you guys are 37 years old. You say stuff like, yeah, I spent a lot of money on landscaping last week. And that's a stupid, dumb thing to say.
It's because that's what I did.
Yeah, it's stupid and dumb. That's what old people say.
It's what homeowners say. Okay, so he did this prompt with Marlon Brando trying to figure out what the opposite was. And this is what he got from the AI. It's it looks kind of like a logo for a imaginary company that might be called Digita Pintix. It's almost like it's on a cookie. I can't tell. Yeah. Like a fuzzy cookie. I don't know. There's also some like weird text behind it. And so it's like a picture of a city skyline on like a white wrapped background. And it almost looks like it's a glazed cookie. But it looks like a logo that says Digita Pintix on it. It's not.
Yeah, that was Pentatonix's first name.
Yeah, no one could say it. So
they were like, oh, they adjusted it.
Yeah. And so it's just this logo.
Okay.
And he was like, well, I wonder what the opposite of this is.
That's definitely not Marlon Brando.
He said, I wonder if I do the opposite of this, negative weight this, if it'll take me back to Marlon Brando. It didn't. And that's where this whole story began.
Okay.
Because it gave him a picture of this woman that he has named Loeb. Which there's a reason for that name. At first, when I was reading through his thread, I was like, why did you name this Loeb? What a weird
freaking
thing. A little bit.
Oh, dang it.
So this is Loeb.
I didn't want to look at that. Oh,
it's not that scary.
It's pretty scary.
So it's a woman who has a pretty disfigured face. It just looks like she honestly got a very, very bad sunburn and she's in the peeling phase.
That looks pretty scary to me. She's also got lizard eyes.
Yeah, she does have lizard eyes.
Looks like you parked her in her spot. She's mad, dude.
Her lips are pretty chapped. He describes her as having rosacea, which is like a condition where your face and your nose gets really red.
Okay.
Either from pimples or just like blood vessels. And then, yeah, her eyes are definitely pretty messed up.
I don't like the idea of putting something into AI and this thing pops out. I don't like it. Can you get that off the screen, please?
Yeah, I can take it off the screen.
Thank you.
So then, this happened in April. He didn't think much of it. He's like, that's a weird picture.
That was scary.
Yeah, that was a scary, weird picture is what he said. And he's like, that's the end of the story.
But what's the opposite of lobe?
Marlon Brando. I actually gave him a picture of Marlon Brando. and so for him, this was he thought the end of the story. He thought that he wasn't going to see Loeb anymore. He didn't even name her yet at this point.
And then he woke up in the middle of the night one night and in the corner of his room. That's what I'm saying. That thing was creepy as heck.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
Alex, that was scary, right? Okay.
Yeah. Alex couldn't even be
doesn't
bothered
even
to
have
say
a microphone anymore. So he had to go back to it. Okay.
Where's your microphone?
I don't know.
He can't respond.
He goes. Where did your microphone go? Who's got your microphone? Who's got your microphone?
Yeah, we actually asked him to tie a bunch of knots this morning and he couldn't, so we took his microphone away.
That's true.
We're like, I'm not proud of my Eagles. That's true.
I texted him at 6 a.m. I said, you better come with some good knots. Dude, I bet his garlic knots are great, though.
You're not getting a mic.
That was a stretch, but okay.
So was garlic knots.
Garlic knots was funny is what it was.
Eagle Scouts don't make garlic knots.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited to try out this new pizza place because the guy was an Eagle Scout, so you know. Garlic knots are fire.
You see how it's funny now.
Well, it is if you take it further.
Well, it is if it's funny.
It is if you make it funny.
So Loeb haunts him at night.
Yeah, so he then was like, well, I wonder about this Loeb girl. Like,
was he like, I mean, I haven't been on a date in a while. You know, he can't stop thinking about her. He's like, she's so pretty. If you Googled her, don't do it at night, by the way. She doesn't look, she's creepy looking.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Yeah, honestly, don't. She's creepy looking.
Do it at dawn. First thing in the morning. Start the day with Loeb.
So then he kind of went down a journey. He took this prompt and he started trying to see how far he could go.
Okay.
What was interesting is she just kept showing up. No matter how he changed the prompt, this woman kept appearing in the prompts.
In different ways, or is it that?
Yeah, so here's another picture a little further down. Here's actually two other ones.
I don't like this. And so this is the way. This is not a fun topic, and I'm not going to look at the screen anymore.
This is the way he came up with the name Loeb, because this one says Loeb in the top right corner. It looks like it says Loeb Rebon. So maybe that's her full name.
I don't like this at all, to be honest.
Honestly, these ones, she doesn't look anywhere near as bad as the other one.
She looks terrible. She looks like a WWE wrestler in the rough one. She looks like one of those that doesn't know when to retire. You know what I'm talking about? I don't like this one at all. This topic sucks.
So he basically kept trying to give other prompts to this Marlon Brando thing, the digital pentix or whatever.
And this creepy girl
keeps
showing up?
She just kept showing up.
And what other pictures we got?
I'm not going to show any of the other pictures because they just keep getting worse.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm already going to have nightmares. At this point, that's what I think. At this point, I'm already too far in, you know?
At this point,
cares? Let's ruin my day, you know? Why not?
Who cares? We're already here.
They keep getting worse. What does that mean?
Yeah, so...
They get scarier?
Yeah, here, I'll show you this one. This one is... I mean, this one's rough, but it's probably... I mean, it's...
I'm going to look at Alex's reaction first, and then I'm going to look.
This one's rough, but it's not... there's worse. I didn't prepare for this, so I have to go download some pictures.
Okay.
Here's a slightly worse one. This one feels like if...
No. I didn't even see it. Honestly, I saw the doll and I was like, nah, that's okay. Alex had too good of a poker face and I hate that about him. Because I was watching his reaction and he was like, And I was like, well, let's see what this thing is. I don't even.
This one's like if golly, they made.
Dude, I literally am not
honestly,
looking right now.
Honestly, no. This one's like, remember the Santa Claus claymation movies?
I hate this so much.
Oh, no.
No, you remember those? Remember the Santa Claus claymation movies? This is like if the same company made a movie about Lope.
Can
that's
you get
what
it
this
off
one
the screen,
like.
Please?
You wanted to see this.
I
you
don't,
asked for the worst
I don't
one. You
want me? Want that's to get, the worst one?
That's not the worst one. You want more?
I can, where's just, the I, we worst can go further. One? I don't think I want to do this, actually. Okay, let's just cut this whole thing off.
You done?
Yeah.
You don't want to see anymore?
Stop.
I tried not to show you more of these. Hey, thanks for checking out Things Other Than Last Night. If you're enjoying this, we have a ton of episodes. We've been doing this for a few years now, so make sure you go back, check them out. My current favorite is Elmer McCurdy. It's a story about a guy who was born in 1890, died in 1910, and was buried in 1976, which is just weird. The story is absolutely bonkers. I don't want to give too much away, but it was a super fun one. We loved it. Make sure you check that one out. But again, thanks for checking out Things Other Than Last Night.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tillin. TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
I hate that the ones you showed me weren't the worst ones.
Yeah, of course I'm not going to show you the worst ones.
So basically, a female kept showing up, but that's not distinguishable that it's the same female.
It's pretty similar. Okay. I mean, she always has those red cheeks. She's always got terrifying eyes, similar
the eyebrows,
hair color.
The eyebrows
similar,
are definitely the same structure. Yeah. What is she similar holding framing. That in this left one, or what is that?
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea. But yeah, it's definitely like a weird, like
and
horse
a flat
doll.
Line mouth.
Yeah, and her mouth is very flat. So
Loeb kept showing up.
Yeah, he kept taking this further, and then he said, "Well, I wonder if I could get away from her." And so what he did is he fed the AI the first image of Loeb and then started negative weighting that to try to go the opposite direction and get away and try to find something, I don't know, happy and joyful, right? And giving different prompts.
Sure.
Like pizza or, I don't know, Nolan Bushnell. I don't know. Just random things different that prompts. Were interesting to try to get away.
She kept coming back.
She kept showing up in the images. And
Marlon Brando never showed up.
No. He was not a part of it. What was strange about it is for some reason, and this does not happen normally with these AI image generators, but for some reason, these images came back very gory and they kept getting gorier and gorier. The further he tried to get away from Loeb, she kept being in the images and kept like things would get gorier and gorier.
What do you mean gorier and gorier?
Like severed body parts and blood and
really?
Organs like
really?
Outside the body. Like, yeah. And like children would be in the image, like other people that were just severely dismembered and disfigured. And she was always there. Strange. No matter
why is this something you were like, you know what we should do? on like a Thursday afternoon.
Actually, I'll tell you exactly why. Because 3 days ago, I called you and we talked about another podcast that we both listened to. And you asked it, and I was like, yeah, that Loeb thing was crazy. And you were like, oh, I haven't heard it yet. And I was like, yeah, it was wild. And you're like, we should do an episode on it. I was like, well, don't listen to it. I'll do an episode on it. So this was actually your idea.
Don't gaslight me like that. Don't gaslight me. I'm like, actually, you wanted this. Actually, you specifically asked for this. Don't, dude, I didn't, you knew what it was at that point. I didn't know what it was. You know?
I will say that podcast made it sound scarier than it is. Now that I understand it. Now, I'm going to bring some understanding to you and we'll make it a little less scary.
Actually, let's not.
Yeah, before we do, let me make it scarier.
Yeah, actually, one of those, it's crazy that, you know, they put her in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Just in them. Yeah, she actually possessed all the other robots, locked all the doors, and we haven't heard from anybody inside that building ever since. It's been 3 years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
No, so obviously the internet latched onto this.
Sure.
They were excited and terrified at the same time. And people started trying to get Loeb, like create Loeb on their own.
Okay.
And so they would do prompts to try to... And so the internet just got flooded with these images of this girl being generated in this AI generator over and over again through different
girl
means.
Girl is a scarier term than it is for audio listeners. It's definitely a woman. It's definitely
let me paint the picture if you're listening. I don't know if we've done that. She's probably like a 50-something-year-old woman brown hair.
Girl is a scarier image to me, just, you know.
Yeah, and her eyes look mostly gouged out in most of them. Sometimes they look like there's eyes there, but they're messed up. And then she's got like red, really red cheeks, really she's a rosy really red cheeks,
flat
cheeks,
mouth.
Yeah, very okay. Rosy red nose. And she's like centered in the frame and looks pretty.
Big burly white beard, you know, and big red suit. And right, you start going this rosy red cheeks and a bright red nose. Okay. So anyway.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose. Watch
and
out.
And two eyes gorged out by the... Oh, no. Oh.
That was Frosty the Snowman.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. You can't escape Loeb no matter how much you try.
I love
the
that.
The AI sees you when you're sleeping. The AI knows when you're awake. It's terrifying. All right, make it better, dude. Help me sleep at night.
I can't. So the internet got crazy with this. They started making more and more Loebs and putting those images out into the internet verse.
Are they feeding the image of that woman into the AI?
Yes and no. Some of them are.
Okay.
And some of them are these reverse searches, like what originally generated her. Cool. So she is happening on her own, but she's also happening from images fed from her.
Okay.
and so obviously this sparked a two-sided thing. One, like a kind of like a creepypasta of people being like, you look at me like you don't know what that is.
I don't.
Oh.
It just sounds like a Halloween themed macaroni place. the creepy pasta. Yes. Oh, our Velveeta vampire. You're like, what?
We talked about this in like, I think it was our eighth episode. Maybe a fourth episode. Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Old number eight. What are you talking about?
A creepy pasta was a website. It was a blog. And that was where Slender Man came from.
Oh, okay.
Creepy pasta has become kind of a general term for like internet scary stories.
Sure.
That are probably not real.
probably.
Yeah. But we know if you listen to our episode of Slender Man that it's real and we've had very some encounters. Real.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that we've tamed Slender Man and made him our audio engineer. You know what I'm talking about? We got him. found him in the woods.
We said, hey, can you hear this? All right, you're our audio guy. Hey, quick question. How many decibels was that?
Yeah.
You're hired.
Great.
No,
I like Alex not having a mic. You know what I'm talking about? He can't defend himself. He can't even jump in. We can say
just losing his mind. He's storming out.
Let's keep recording.
So Loeb became kind of a creepypasta.
Yeah.
And like this backstory was made about her and all this stuff. And but then Loeb became oh my God.
What?
What? I ate so much. Oh my God.
I was just trying to get comfortable. What?
Literally, I know exactly why you did this too. Because today, the Tillin fan page posted this picture.
Of what?
And you saw this and you said, oh, that'd be funny if I do it again in our shoot today.
I literally don't check that fan page.
Oh my God. I know
we
for
have a fan
fact.
Page?
Yes.
I blocked them.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that pop up and I thought it was you. I was like, oh, look at that stupid account.
No,
Tim
they
made.
Tagged you in it, so I know you saw it.
No, I don't see that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you saw it. I don't and that's, see, this is I don't too much of a coincidence for you to do this in the same
people,
episode.
First of all, people tag me and stuff. I don't see that stuff at all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're the worst. This was too much of a coincidence for you to tell me you didn't see that and think, oh,
today?
I'm doing this again.
Legitimately not today.
Yeah, you, so you 100% know. Saw that and said, I'm doing this again. I don't believe you.
Okay.
I don't buy it. Ugh, it makes me so mad.
Audio listeners have no idea what happened.
Jared put his feet up on the table again and blocked my camera because he thinks he's funny.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Well, that was a really poor way to explain what happened. It was funnier when you could have seen it.
I hope Preacher Sneakers takes a screenshot of those shoes.
Of my New Balances? Heck yeah, dude. Let's see our shoes right now. What shoes are you wearing? Oh,
I'm
oh,
actually wearing the Preacher Sneakiest shoes I own.
Those are way better than mine. The Preachiest Sneakiest shoes I own. They were a gift. They were a gift.
These were a gift, actually.
For what? A speaking engagement? No, do you clean your shoes? Do you have shoe cleaner?
No, I don't. These are brand new shoes. This is the first time I've worn
I don't
these.
Like who I've become because I definitely have a shoe cleaning kit.
I wish I cleaned my shoes. I want to start. Bree waterproofs her shoes and I want to waterproof
yeah,
these because
the
these are
I
nice.
Got the, I got
like,
the spray.
This is the first time I've owned a pair of shoes where I'm like, these are nice. I want to keep them looking
okay.
nice. I normally wear Vans.
Pull them back up again. Those are your nice shoes?
Yeah, these are the first pair of shoes that I had that are like cool. Because normally I wear Vans or Chuck Taylors and I'm just like, they'll all beat them up and they'll be cooler when they're beat up. I noticed, let me give you the honest truth. I'll be
candid.
Yeah, no, that's not the right word. I'll be vulnerable with you.
Great.
I got a pair of shoes like this recently.
Yeah.
And I really liked them and I couldn't figure out why I liked them. And I realized the reason for it is these give me like an extra inch and a half of height. Vans are just flat. These, I mean, they give me
yeah.
a bit. They're gracious to me.
You make you feel taller.
They do. They make me feel powerful.
Yeah, you get on more roller coasters.
Yeah.
These are my theme park shoes. They're freaking platform, bro.
Sorry, could you take your shoes off before you measure?
Yeah.
We're a little suspicious.
No.
No, I just got thick soles.
These are glued to my feet.
These are my feet. I have
these
none.
Are. I don't have any feet.
I don't have any feet.
Only thanks to a generous Nebraskan billionaire do I have shoes to wear on my nubby legs. So, excuse you, sir. The privileged. This is where I put my foot down. And I stand toe to toe. These are bad jokes. I'm so exhausted today, dude. I don't know if you can hear
it's
my
fine.
Voice.
Yeah, you're good.
I woke up yesterday was a nightmare of a day.
You woke
day.
Up in a different state.
And, oh, it's all the time. Yeah, that's how it works. That's
yeah,
what
but we don't normally
is.
Shoot a day of a travel for you.
I mean,
we usually let
bit.
You take
we've
a nap
quite
before.
A bit. Yeah, I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways. yeah, so Loeb. So there was the creepypastas.
She was my flight attendant today. That's why this is creepy. I was like, whoa.
Well, she looks familiar.
And I'll be honest, the whole flight, I was like, you do not look like a real person. I was like, you look terrible. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, but
you know, you ever seen somebody out in public and you're like, whoa. You're like, what? I hope something happened to you.
Yeah. She, and you know, the Southwest just been flying a lot lately. Like a lot of overtime for them.
Yeah, it really takes a toll. Jeez. So it becomes its own little ghost story.
Yeah. But then there's the flip side of that. There is this, I don't even know if it's 100% just a religious community, but there's a community of people who think there's like a ghost in the machine. Like it's like haunted or something. because it is.
What?
It is. The further down this line you go, this woman shows up and it's always gruesome. There's always people around her dying in pretty gruesome ways. And she's there. And so there was,
I don't want them in the episode, but I do want to see some of those images.
Yeah. I don't think we can put them on YouTube. Should,
yeah.
Like I think we would get demonetized. That's how violent they are.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. They're really bad.
If you're a weird person, you can look them up later. If you're a gross little sicko.
I mean, let's be honest. Most of these people are going to look them up. Not that I'm calling you all gross little sickos, but...
Let's be honest. Let's break down what Tim just said about our listeners. Let's be honest. Sure, cut to my camera, Alex. Let's be honest. Most of... And he referred to you as these people. I want you to just listen back for a second. Hear how casual that rolled off of Tim's tongue. Just... Let's be honest. These people are sickos. Dude. Anyway, can you cut to the Patreon ad real quick? Hey, thanks again for being here for this episode. If you want to help us make more of these, we have a Patreon that you can support us on. We don't make money from this personally. All the money from Patreon goes straight back into our show, helps us to create better episodes, get our better production quality. But more than anything, we're just so glad that you're here. So thank you so much for supporting our show. And if you want early access and be part of our Discord, please consider supporting us on Patreon. But other than that, we just want to say thanks again.
If I was listening to a podcast, it doesn't matter what it was. If they said that you could look up pictures of it online, I'm like, I mean, I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah.
That's all I meant by that.
Okay.
So this community has started to put like a significance on this.
Sure.
As if there's something legitimate happening here, whether it's like a
spiritual
thing
or like an intentional injection into the AI.
Yeah, like the AI or the AI is doing this as like a warning, being like, we're going to take over. We're the robots and we're here to kill you.
I like that the idea is AI. Either there's a ghost in the machine or the machine's trying to give us a heads up. Be like, FYI, hey,
I might kill you.
And it couldn't be just one of the programmers is a little twisted.
Yeah, that's another possibility, I guess.
I guess. That's a stupid possibility. Most likely computer ghosts.
Most likely computer ghosts.
Probably.
But there's this group of people that's trying to figure out, why is this happening? Why is...
Yeah, okay.
Why is the AI giving us this scary looking girl over and over and over
sure.
again? And in multiple different prompts and scenarios that shouldn't be connected. And why are they so gruesome? Because normally when you do these, like faces are normally a little messed up in these image generators because they're just not good at them yet.
But they're usually not that similar.
Yeah. But yeah, they're usually,
like clearly the same woman.
You usually, yeah. Unless you're looking for someone who's famous, like you actually, yeah. like they're going to have pictures of that person somewhere on record. It can't replicate with like accuracy over and over again.
Okay.
So it's weird that it's the same one and it's weird that it's so gory because that doesn't normally happen either.
Sure.
So it's just an all around very odd scenario. But there's an explanation for it. And so to get the
Her name is J.K. Rowling. And whoever created the AI, big fan.
Yeah, her name's J.K. Rowling, and she casts a spell on the AI computer. Turns out all the mobs in the 90s were right.
Wow.
Or I guess they were early 2000s, but yeah, all the mobs were right. Should have listened to them. And now the AI is going to kill us all because of it.
J.K. Rowling's going to kill us all. I've always been suspicious of her.
Okay. So the way these things work, yeah. You remember when we did that episode?
About
back in the old studio?
Which old studio? We now have two old studios.
The second old studio.
Okay. About, I don't remember what the episode's called, but yes, artificial.
Synthetic media.
Synthetic media. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one we talked about the influencer that's made up? No, that was here.
I don't know why we talked about that one actually. Now that I know we talked Michaela about synthetic media.
Or whatever she is.
We talked synthetic media at your
what's the other studio. I am Michaela. Yeah. I was watching a show on HBO and they mentioned her.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He was like, yeah, she's one of my, you know, who's your top selling client? Well, I am Michaela, but she's not real. It's like one. It was like an agent, like an LA agent, who was like, "Yeah, but I only sell social media ads for her."
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we were talking about that one. That's interesting. I don't remember either. But I know synthetic media was at the other one.
Yes.
A lot has changed since then. So at the time, what a lot of the AI would do when that was when we did that episode, if they were going to make like a face of a person, they would go. Almost like cut and paste a bunch of different attributes together to create that.
Sure.
And then they would Photoshop it together essentially. Now these are genuinely creating things from scratch. And the way they do that is these machines, they'll go and they will look at essentially like flashcards of thousands and thousands of images. So if it was going to learn how to do, a brick on a brick wall, it would look at thousands of pictures of bricks and it'd be like a flashcard that would be labeled brick. And so it'd be learning, this is what a brick looks like.
Sure.
And then what it does is it will take that brick and it will make it noisy. Think like a Gaussian blur on like Photoshop, if you know.
Yeah.
I know you know, but if you're listening, if you know what that looks like.
I don't know.
Okay. But adding noise.
I don't know how to do Photoshop.
All of the pictures Jared posted. I'm gonna be real. Honest.
Every time I like open Photoshop, I kind of black out, and then I just wake up and I go, "Whoa!" I go, "Wow, look at that!"
Every time there's this woman in there,
she stands over my shoulder and she guides my hand on the mouse and the keyboard and everything. It's pretty weird.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but
I
every
call
time
her Cindy.
I say hello.
I go, "Hello, Cindy." I lobe you. And she goes, thank you. It's the only thing she can say.
And so what they do is they...
Thank you.
The machine noisifies the brick.
Sure.
And then what it tries to do is it tries to denoise back to the brick and learns every segment, like frame along that, what it looks like from noise, from like 100% noise where you can't discern at all what the brick looks like to... No noise at all where this is a brick.
Sure.
So then once it goes through this process, does this thousands and thousands of times, learns what a brick looks like and learns as bricks get noisy versus unnoisy, what every path in that system looks like. Then when I go to try to make a brick, what it does is it starts with a noisy image. That's just 100% noise, nothing discernible in them. And then it reconfigures that noise slowly into that brick. So it's taking that process backwards from noise.
Okay.
And so it's just delivered a noisy image and says, okay, we can turn this noise into brick. And all of that comes from taking data of looking at all these different images over and over again.
Sure.
So
how do we kill her?
So
you know, that's the real question. How do we get into the AI and stab her in the heart?
There's a Spy Kids movie coming out about that.
Oh my gosh, Spy Kids 4, Death of Loeb.
The way she's created is there's an algorithm, like every computer system, sure, that goes through and is sorting all this data to try to figure out what to deliver when certain prompts are put in. And because this was given a negative prompt, I mentioned at the beginning, everybody thinks that that's supposed to be the opposite of whatever you give, but it's just something that's not whatever you had. And so Loeb is not that logo that was originally delivered.
Yeah.
And then as this guy started going down negative prompts, he started using this Loeb woman as a reference photo more and more. And then when this went viral, more and more people started using that original Loeb reference photo to create more Loeb photos. So then the machine started learning what Loeb looks like and learning that Loeb is not a lot of these other things because they were doing so many negative prompts. It was starting to learn, well, Loeb is not pretty much anything. And so whenever you're trying to do the opposite of something, Loeb shows up because the machine that does this AI is now learning that Loeb is not basically anything. So then she begins to show up because that's what the AI understands her as, is something whose characteristics are not anything most else. Other things. So as more and more people have tried to go create Loeb images, the machine has learned more and more about Loeb and is now delivering her more regularly. Because
the machine goes, well, Loeb is not a stop sign.
Yeah. And so then he delivers this Loeb image. And
interesting.
There's a lot of variation because there has been so much of this where they use that image as a reference point and then they dilute it and change it a little bit.
Sure.
That Loeb has a very, the AI has a very rough understanding of what a Loeb-like image is because it has been delivered to look so different. And it's likely so gory because those original images have her with those red cheeks. And so it's lashing on to that red color that looks a little distorted. And it's trying to find something else that looks like that. And it ends up finding gory blood images somewhere else in the internet and delivering those. So it really is a natural process of people trying to have recreated this and the machine just learning based on all the data it was given, what it was.
Okay.
So it's perfectly logical, especially because the majority of as the early Loeb images were fed the Loeb image as a reference point.
Right.
So Loeb probably isn't a ghost in the machine, but probably is the AI trying to warn us that it's going to kill us.
So let's kill her.
Yeah. So yeah.
We have to kill her first.
Yeah. Yeah. The only way we can do that is hack Loeb's email. Blackmail her.
What's her email? Loeb@hotmail.com?
I think she would be an
AI. So you're saying that Loeb is just... Enough people have put into the AI negative Loeb. And so now the AI goes, well, Loeb is nothing.
Yeah. I don't know if I would
so go as far as... So if I were put in like negative train, the AI goes, well, Loeb isn't train.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how primitive the AI is? Loeb, no train.
Kind of. I mean, I think that's the thing that's... I think that's the thing that's important about AI and machine learning right now. There's a lot of people out there that are acting like robots are about to kill us all. They're not. They might kill our kids, but we're fine. They're not there yet. yeah, right now, and that's another thing that's interesting is you hear a lot of these, especially with this AI art. People talk a lot about the like ramifications of it because what this is doing is it's taking reference photos to create other images. And right. So a lot of artists are saying that their art style is being plagiarized by these AIs because that's exactly what's happening. It's like an art student right now. It's taking in a lot of information and it's copying other stuff because it doesn't know how to do its own stuff. Like these AI, they cannot create original things. They can only create derivative things. And so...
yes.
While this picture of Loeb never existed before, the styles that were used to create that image exist somewhere and it's copying that style.
But I will say, we've looked at during a quick break, we looked at some other Loeb images and it just seems like any woman is now called Loeb.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Some of those images, I was like, oh, that's just a woman with long hair. So that's Loeb?
I think they look similar. I think there's definitely the possibility that it could generate women that don't look anything like Loeb. I think most of those look Loeb-like, at least.
Okay.
It's a Loeb-like image.
Oof. Dude, I met this girl last weekend. She's a little lobe.
Little lobe-like. I don't know. She just kind of feels like...
She feels like she could murder my kids.
She feels like, I don't know, like she's not going to kill me.
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm fine.
She's not smart enough to kill me.
But my kids... She's not smart enough to... I could outsmart her. But I'll tell you what, my kid...
My kid is not smarter than her.
Yeah. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? I got dark.
But yeah, I think right now what the AI is doing is it's derivative.
Sure.
It is taking what we do and then reassembling it essentially. Mm. So we're not in a spot. We're pretty far off from a spot where this is going to be able to create its own stuff and do its own stuff and be conscious of what it's doing.
Okay.
Like the Lambda. You remember Lambda?
No.
Hearing about that? I don't think we could do a full episode on it, so I'll just tell you. Remember that guy who quit Google or got fired from Google because he said that their Lambda AI was sentient?
Yes.
Yeah. It's
he
not.
Quit because he couldn't date a coworker. He's like, the AI is sentient and we're in love. I've given up my career at Google to marry this computer.
But yeah, I mean, the AI there, it was responding to an algorithm. It was a pretty complex algorithm, but still responding to an algorithm to give a response that looked like genuine emotion.
Sure.
But it's not. It's copying us is all it's doing now. In theory, down the line, maybe it gets there. But right now, it's copying things that it has data on.
Sure.
And that's all this is. It's just copies. That or Satan is in the computers and he's did like some weird spell and is
now you're getting
doing
it.
Doing the stuff. So you better pray.
Do you pray?
Do you pray? Yeah. That I mean, that's I watched a video of a computer science professor talking about how every time new technology comes out, there are some people who put a magical spin on it and act like something weird is happening. It's a time-tested thing throughout history.
Yeah, dude. So. I mean, when Apple CarPlay came out, people were driving around and like, my car's haunted, dude.
My car is the devil.
I heard a voice talking to the speakers and you're like, yeah, dude, this is Bluetooth. You butt-dialed your wife.
No, if people don't understand what's going on, it's like early medicine. Those were sages and shamans, and they were doing magic, but
it's true.
It was pills without putting it in the pill capsule.
That's
what it really was.
Fair.
So, anyways, that's Loeb. A lot of people are scared of her. You shouldn't be, but if you want to be, you could.
But I am. You shouldn't be, but yeah. Well, I shouldn't. I'm a grown man who shouldn't be afraid of the dark. But here we are, Tim. You know, I'm glad we're doing this today and not, you know, I don't have another gig until like, then I'm like staying the night over. I don't have another gig for like a couple of weeks. So thank goodness.
I'll send you a picture of her when you get to your hotel.
Don't do
that. I'll actually call the hotel in ahead of time and I'll have her put a fat head in there.
Oh my gosh. Dude, just cover the whole mirror. Jaren doesn't like mirrors. He wants this poster on the mirror.
I'll have them put in one of those double-sided mirrors so when the lights are on, you can't see her. But you turn the lights off and there she is through the mirror. You turn the lights on, she's gone.
That's not a funny bit. That's not funny.
That's a really good bit. I wish I didn't say anything about it.
That's not funny at all.
I wish I would have just done it.
That's not funny. The thing I'm most excited for about getting married is that maybe she can come with me to trips. Like my little emotional support wife. You know what I'm saying? So she can travel with me and then I don't have to sleep in hotels with myself anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is my emotional support wife.
She gets to fly free.
Companion pass. Yeah, you gotta put her in the overhead though.
She's in a little carrying bag. This guy brought a dog on the plane. Oh, it's not a dog. It's my wife.
Which seats are you in? I'm in 10A. Okay, where is she going? Who?
Oh, I'm checking her.
It's AI generated.
I put the opposite of not having a mic, and there it is. Yeah. microphone, come. So anyways, with the AI stuff, what's wild is this guy, he put it down the train, right? He'd been feeding image after image and then doing the negative things in Lambda, or sure. Lambda, not Loeb, not Lambda. Loeb kept showing up. OpenAI recently released a new update where you could do videos too.
You can make video from AI now?
Yeah, so he did one where...
this whole episode
where
is AI. We have to do an AI episode.
And then here's Loeb. And so...
Did Loeb show up in his video?
What's crazy is...
Do you have the video?
Okay, there's no video update. This is all a bit.
I know. I was trying to get there.
I hate that you... Anyways, the video happened. Things I Learned Last Night is a production of Space Tim Media, produced by Christian Taylor, audio by Alex Garnett, video by Connor Betts, our graphics and our logo by Caleb Goldberg, and our social media is run by Caleb Walker. Our hosts are Jaren Myers and Tim Stone. Follow us on your favorite social media platform at Tillin Podcast. That's T-I-L-L-N Podcast. Remember to tell all your friends about us, and we'll see you next Tuesday for another episode of Things I Learned Last Night.